USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Friday was the big day for them, but climate change protests are continuing, including in Washington, D.C., where today protesters are snarling traffic at the crossing of 14th and C Streets. The protesters saying they're hoping to bring traffic to a halt across the nation's capital today. There are protests, including concerning climate change in New York City as well, as today begins the 74th United Nations General Assembly. President Trump is going to be skipping a climate action summit that's being held to instead lead a session to address anti-Semitism and all forms of religious persecution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal investigators say it could be some time before they determine the cause of a bus crash in Utah on Friday that left four Chinese tourists dead and over two dozen other people on board the bus injured.
Our process is thorough but lengthy, and we expect to complete this investigation in about 12 to 24 months.
That's Pete Katowski of the NTSB. Witnesses say the driver apparently swerved and overcorrected, sending the bus rolling over into a guardrail. Planned Parenthood, a number of states, and health groups heading to court today, hoping to block a new Trump administration abortion rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services. It took effect earlier this year and prevents federally funded family planning providers from referring women for abortions. The British travel group Thomas Cook, founded back in 1841, has abruptly shut down after failing to get a financial aid package from lenders, stranding over 600,000 customers around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's largest retailer has agreed to stop selling vaping products. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has been on Capitol Hill recently to meet with lawmakers about new gun control measures. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that there could be progress on the issue if President Trump would challenge the gun lobby.
The Attorney General brought up to Congress last week a fairly reasonable proposal that would expand background checks to commercial sales. There's some things I don't like about it, but it's absolutely a platform for negotiation. The NRA opposes it, and so the critical question now is sitting on the President's desk. Is he willing to take on the NRA?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.